Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst at Wealth Within. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been chatting with quite a few traders who are trading short-term with leverage and not having much success with their overall strategy. And what I've found is whilst they may have a couple of wins, more often than not, they're quickly giving any gains back to the market. There are a number of reasons why this occurs, from silly mistakes, the overall strategy being used, and the other reasons of which I'll cover off on today. However, over time, I've found the major general reason that most traders lose money in this fashion is due to lack of patience. When you think about it, patience is the key to being successful in almost any investment pursuit. Some famous examples that come to mind are Warren Buffett and George Soros. Probably the most famous investing mantra, and I'm sure you've all heard of this, to come from Buffett's mouth is be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. What the Oracle of Omaha is basically saying here is twofold. Firstly, investing based on this contrarian view takes courage, but ultimately it also takes a hell of a lot of patience. Let's face it, Buffett is one of the masters of patience when it comes to investing, waiting years and in some case decades to pounce on a great investment opportunity. Patience is a large aspect of why he is one of the richest men in the world today. George Soros, otherwise known as the man who broke the Bank of England, is also a master of investing patience. In 1992, he shorted the pound, pocketing around $1 billion in the space of a few days. While this may sound like a lucky break, it was far from it. Soros had meticulously been planning the trade over a long period of time as the British government struggled to keep the currency around an agreed level inside the European Exchange Rate Mechanism, or ERM, as it was called back in the day. Of the professional, part or full-time traders I personally know, a large degree of their success hinges on the art of patience. They don't try and trade everything that moves in a shotgun-style process. Rather, they methodically wait for the great trades to come to them and will only pull the trigger on such trades that meet their specific documented rules. If a trade's missed, it doesn't matter, as another one will come along down the track. Developing this type of attitude and patience towards the market can take years. It's not something that will happen overnight. However, you can fast track your level of trading patience by following and habitually practicing these following steps. Have a documented and proven trading strategy. Right out of the gate, if you don't have a documented trading strategy, you are set for failure. By documented trading strategy, I don't mean a one-paragraph statement describing using Dow as an entry and exit technique. I mean a detailed plan of exactly how you enter and exit a market stock, where you place your stop loss, the type of technical strategy you use, etc., etc. You can take a look at an example trading strategy document I've previously provided on one of our new websites, upfronttrader.com. Now, if you can't find this document whilst you're searching around that website, email me, blake@wealthwithin.com.au, and I can shoot it off to you. This document is a good example of the kind of work you need to put into your strategy. By having a documented, detailed trading strategy, your level of patience will naturally grow and you'll be more fully aware of what an ideal trade setup looks like. And importantly, you'll also understand the actions you need to take to enter into such a trade. Have you backtested your plan? Too often, I see traders jumping into a trade on the basis of the first technical signal they see and making an assumption about the future direction of a market or stock. Now, whilst this is all well and good, such a strategy is fraught with danger for the newbie trader. Differing stocks and markets inherently have alternate personalities, meaning that a successful plan that works on one market or stock may not work as well on another. The best way to ensure your proposed trading strategy works is to backtest it over a large sample size of trades, between, say, 20 to 30 at minimum. and within a significant period of time, between 3 to 5 years, on the basis of trading short-term on daily charts. This is the only way you can become truly confident that your plan will be profitable for you. Importantly, ensure you document your backtesting results in a spreadsheet so you can review and refine your plan over time. This step largely relates to the first, in that once you have a backtested plan, you'll understand what you need to do when a trade setup appears. Further, this instills an emotionless state as you are not second-guessing what tools to use when entering and exiting a trade. And this naturally translates into a higher level of patience as you can sit back and wait for the perfect trade setup to come to you. Get into the habit of paper trading. Now, it's one thing to backtest a plan, and it's completely another to put your plan to the test. By paper trading your strategy on a live platform, you get the first true sense of what your proposed trading method will be like without putting money on the line. Importantly, you also get a sense of how you will perform as a trader at a psychological level. Are you hesitant at putting trades on? Are you trying to move your stop whilst in a trade? Do you find yourself wanting to exit a profitable trade early? Generally, you'll find emotions will arise as you start paper trading, and this is a good thing. The earlier you grasp what emotions are coming up for you and develop a plan to counteract such emotions, the better your trading results will be and the more patience you will have when your money is on the line. Develop a scaled approach to money management. In a previous podcast, I discussed my methodology for using a scaled approach to money management when trading. By risking small amounts and then building on your risked amount as both confidence grows and monthly financial targets are achieved, you are once again setting yourself up with good habits that will serve you well as your trading career unfolds. Don't be like most traders and bet the farm first up and then wonder why you've lost all your money. Remember, patience is the key. Start small and then build up. Have you documented psychology rules to assist with your emotions? Most traders out there see the documentation of psychology rules as hocus pocus or voodoo, but I can assure you that myself and many other traders have used documented psychological rules to our advantage. Psychological rules are simply statements or affirmations that, when repeated, place you into a state of ease when tensions are high. For example, you may have a rule that you'll only trade daily charts when trading short term. Therefore, you won't try and stray into trading intraday, as you know this is not part of your plan. Likewise, if you have a rule such as, I always place my stop loss before I enter a trade, it reminds you to always have a stop placed on any trade prior to actually entering. As you continue to review these rules when you're reviewing your overall strategy on a weekly basis, the more embedded they will become in your psyche. Crucially, the more desensitized you become to the emotions of the market, the more patient you'll become as you become attuned to simply trading your plan. Finally, consciously realize that you will have losses. One of the most profound moments in my trading career was the point I accepted that losses were simply part of trading. Prior to this moment, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this particular feeling, I was generally frustrated and impatient when it came to experiencing losses. If I perceived that a trade may turn into a loss, I would exit early or move my stop, thinking that I would give the trade more room to move. More often than not, however, these impatient actions actually compounded the problem. It was when a professional trader sat me down and said I should look at losses as simply a cost of my trading business and that my job was to ensure my profits or wins far outweighed these costs that I became okay with the fact that I would lose on a trade every once in a while. I mean, do you know of any business in the world that only has profits and no expenses? Of course not, otherwise we'd all be in that particular business. The point here is that by accepting losses and working hard on increasing your trading profits, you'll become a more patient trader, unswayed by a loss here or there, as you'll be confident over the long run that your wins will far outweigh any losses. Now it's time for you to practice these steps and make them habits, and your patience will increase as a trader, and I'm sure so will your profits. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. to learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.